very gently. The bursar twitched gently all the time, of course, but that was only his way. Like canaries, he thought, or lightning conductors. All right, he said reluctantly, we'll go, but we won't draw attention to ourselves.
Certainly, Arch-Chancellor.
And everyone's to buy their own drink.
Oh.
Corporal, possibly Cotton, saluted in front of the fort sergeant, who was trying to shave.
It's the new recruit, sir, he said. He won't obey orders.
The sergeant nodded and then looked blankly at something in his own hand.
Razor, sir, said the corporal helpfully. He just keeps on saying things like, it's not happening yet.
Have you tried burying him up to his neck in sand? That usually works.
It's a bit, nasty to people. Oh, had it a moment ago.
The corporal snapped his fingers.
Cruel, that's it. We don't give people the pit these days.
This is the...
The sergeant glanced at the palm of his left hand, where there were several lines of writing.
The Foreign Legion.
Yes, sir. All right, sir. He's weird. He just sits there all the time. We call him Bo Nidal, sir.
The sergeant peered bemusedly at the mirror.
It is your face, sir, said the corporal.
Susan stared at herself critically. Susan. It wasn't a good name, was it? It wasn't a truly bad name. It wasn't like poor old Iodine in the fourth form, or Nigella, a name which means, oops, we wanted a boy. But it was dull. Susan. Sue. Good old Sue. It was a name that made sandwiches, kept its head in difficult circumstances, and could reliably look after other people's children. It was a name used by no queens or goddesses anywhere. And you couldn't do much even with the spelling. You could turn it into Suzy, and it sounded as though you danced on tables for a living. You could put in a Z and a couple of N's and an E, but it still looked like a name with extensions built on. It was as bad as Sarah, a name that cried out for a prosthetic H. Well, at least she could do something about the way she looked. It was the robe. It might be traditional, but she wasn't. The alternative was her school uniform, or one of her mother's pink creations. The baggy dress of the Quirm College for Young Ladies was a proud one, and in the mind of Miss Butts at least, proof against all the temptations of the flesh. But it lacked a certain panache as a costume for the ultimate reality, and pink was not even to be thought of. For the first time in the history of the universe, a death wondered about what to wear.
Hold on, she said to her reflection. Yeah, I can create things, can't I?
She held out her hand and thought, cup. A cup appeared. It had a skull and bones pattern around the rim.
Ah, said Susan, I suppose a pattern of roses is out of the question. Probably not right for the ambience, I expect.
She put the cup on the dressing table and tapped it. It went plink in a solid sort of way.
Well then, she said, I don't want something soppy and posy. No silly black lace or anything worn by idiots who write poetry in their rooms and dress like vampires and are vegetarians, really.
The images of clothes floated across her reflection. It was clear that black was the only option, but she settled on something practical and without frills. She put her head on one side critically.
Well, maybe a bit of lace, she said, and perhaps a bit more bodice.
She nodded at her reflection in the mirror. Certainly it was a dress that no Susan would ever wear, although she suspected that there was a basic Susan-ness about her which would permeate it after a while.
It's a good job you're here, she said, or I'd go totally mad.
Then she went to see her grandfather. Death. There was one place he had to be. Glod wandered quietly into the university library. Dwarfs respected learning, provided they didn't have to experience it. He tugged at the robe of a passing young wizard.
There's a monkey runs this place, right? He said. Big, fat, hairy monkey, hands a couple of octaves wide.
The wizard, a pasty-faced postgraduate student, looked down at Glod with the disdainful air a certain type of person always reserves for dwarfs. It wasn't much fun being a student in Unseen University. You had to find your pleasures where you could. He grinned a big, wide, innocent grin.
Why, yes, he said. I do believe